100 Years of Solitude by Nobel Literature Laureate Gabriel Garcia Marquez is the favorite book of Francesca Leah Bloch. Bloch has an adoring following of readers ranging in age from 12 to 25. She talked to NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg as part of Susan's Tuesday Conversations with Authors about their favorite books.
Francesca Leah Bloch's first book was Wheatsy Bat, a contemporary punk fairy tale that wowed critics in 1989. Bloch's heroine, Wheatsy Bat, goes to high school in Los Angeles. In Bloch's words, a skinny girl with a bleached blonde flat top, under the pink harlequin sunglasses, strawberry lipstick, earrings, dangling charms, and sugar-frosted eyeshadow, she was really almost beautiful. The world of Wheatsy Bat has its share of sex, drugs, rock, roll, pain, and loss. And Wheatsy has a beautiful, loving heart. Young readers love her so much, there are now 5 Wheatsy Bat books, and their author, Francesca Leah Bloch, takes her inspiration from Gabriel Garcia Marquez and his 1967 novel, 100 Years of Solitude. This is a big book. It's an epic. My paperback version is, I'm just now looking, 383 pages. Yeah. So in 3 sentences or less, could you remind us of the story?
A saga of a family continuing from many generations, and the tragedies and romances, madness and passions of this family through time.
Bravo.
Oh,
that's,
God.
And it's 100 years of history.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of that. Right. So tell us now why this is your choice. What is important about this book to you?
This was the book that exposed me to magic realism and made me feel it was okay to take that magic and take it seriously.
How do you define magic realism? And I've heard it called magical realism as well, by the way.
Yes. I think for me it is when there's magic in everyday life, and the magic is very real. So that these two things blend together seamlessly, and you really can't distinguish them in some ways. And this was the book that it opened up my mind to the possibilities of doing that.
Hmm. Can you read us a short passage from 100 Years of Solitude that sort of exemplifies what you love about it and that point?
The house became full of love. Aureliano expressed it in poetry that had no beginning or end. He would write it on the harsh pieces of parchment that Melquiades gave him, on the bathroom walls, on the skin of his arms. And in all of it, Remedios would appear transfigured. Remedios in the soporific air of 2 in the afternoon, Remedios in the soft breath of the roses, Remedios in the water clock secrets of the moths, Remedios in the steaming morning bread. Remedios everywhere and Remedios forever.
This is a man who's very much in love.
Yes. I mean, the romance and the poetry in this book really moved me. What's fascinating, though, every time I read it, I come away with this sort of uplifted romantic sense, but actually, it's a really tragic book, finally, you know, and yet because of the passion and the beauty of the language, it transcends all of that. And these are the passages that remain with me.
It's very much a book about family life. And that is certainly a theme of yours. This is many generations of an important family in this mythical village of Macondo in some unnamed Latin American country. You do the same, though. Wheatsy has quite a remarkable family as well. It's an extended family of her own creation.
Well, I've always been fascinated with the idea of making your own family, finding your own people, in a sense. And I was very inspired with this book because my version of that is very intimate and personal and small, and he keeps expanding and expanding. As I've progressed and written the sequels to Wheatsy Bat, I've slowly begun to look into their ancestors a little bit. But, of course, what he does is what I admire so much, that he can keep that very personal story going for hundreds of years with many characters.
Mm-hmm. Francesca Leah Bloch, the first sentence of this book, 100 mm-hmm. Years of Solitude, is quite extraordinary. Would you read that to us, please?
That was the one I was going to read, actually, until 5 minutes before I arrived. Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice.
Now, I have to tell you that I was at an international writers' conference some years ago and went around asking each of these major novelists what their favorite first sentence was. And 3/4 of them chose this one. Now, why is that? Break it down for us.
Well, one thing I find, it spans an entire life in this one sentence. And for me, it makes the very real, very mundane word ice become completely enthralling, enchanted, and magical.
And there's a man who's facing a firing squad. He's facing his own death.
Yeah.
And he arcs back to the time when he was this little boy. It is so compelling. It's like a giant magnet. You can't stop there. You've got to keep going.
Yes, exactly.
How often do you read it? Is this something you pick up pretty much every year and take a look at?
I think I've read it about 5 times, something like that. And it's what's so fascinating is I've underlined passages and at various times, and when I look back, I seem to have themes that come up at each reading, and I learn something or I'm focused on something different at each reading, depending on where I am in my life.
I have to say that I was surprised when I learned that Marquez was your choice as favorite author.
Was that because of the length and breadth of the epic of this? Because that would be what my first question might be.
Yes. And also your subject matter, punk pink kid riding around in cars digging the L.A. scene.
I think that my magic that I grew up with, fairy tales, Greek mythology, some of the Hollywood ghosts, that was my magic. And obviously his magic is a whole universe of other things. But there is that relationship. And again, I'm going to keep writing, you know, and aspiring to this type of thing because I think it's what I would dream of.
Francesca Leah Block is the author of 5 young adult books about Wheatsy Bat, as well as books for grown-ups. Her most recent work is The Rose and the Beast. This fall, Echo, a novel. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.